I Have a Dream, honest and heartfelt conversations with young people.
The last time I felt fully lonely, I think, was in January 2020. So about a year ago now. And it was a very low point in my life. I'd been on a night out and everything had just come to this wrong point. This boy had ended something with me. I'd lost my phone that night. I didn't have a phone. And for about 2 weeks, I didn't have any contact on social media with anyone. And I just spent 2 weeks just really, really down. But also I just realized I was like, I need to get myself back up from this. I spent a lot of time going on walks, spent a lot of time with family. And that's when I think I kind of reconnected with everything and was like, this is what I need to focus on. This is what's important in life. I think a picture to loneliness is just being really sad within your own head. I don't think even being lonely means you're on your own. I think I was feeling very lonely even when I was surrounded by friends, but it was a sense that I wasn't happy within myself, so I felt really lonely. And even around family, would just be very sad, very, very slow, very, I didn't want to get out of bed in the morning. I really just felt like I had no motivation, no ambition to do anything. I just wanted to stay in. And I felt like I couldn't see the future, as dramatic as that sounds. I was just stuck in this rut. And every day was kind of just like an ongoing battle, just wanting to try and get through it. The advice I'd give myself to look back now, I think just keep going and things do get better, and time really is the biggest healer. But also, like, never let other people control your happiness. Like, you're in control of it. You don't need validation or anything from anyone else. You create your own happiness within your life. I don't think there's anything I would change, because I think sometimes I look back and that point in my life scares me a bit and I'm like, God, I was really low. But also most of me just thinks, thank God I had that time to be that low, because I had to pick myself back up and it's just made me stronger today and made me kind of who I am today in a way. Today I feel, well, I wake up and every day I feel like I've got a goal. I'm very much each day, write a to-do list, I need to get this done. But I just, like, my future is my aim now. I can see past every week, see past every day. And it's, I just enjoy life now. I enjoy waking up and I'm ready for the day every time I wake up. I think the advice I would give to someone in a very low, lonely point is to talk to people, which is something I didn't do for a very long time. And I was pushing my family away because they could see there was something wrong. And, you know, you need to talk things out, even if you don't feel like it. You know, it doesn't have to be to your family. It can be to even a stranger, but just talking it out, getting it out there in the open is really, really helpful for you. Don't bottle things up. Don't keep it to yourself. I think if I had a dream, it wouldn't be fancy cars, nice house and everything. As much as I would like that, what's more important to me now is just to be in a point where I'm happy, where I'm surrounded by people who love me and I love them. And just to be at a point in life where I wake up and I'm happy every day. And I don't even think it's about being on the highest of high. I think just being content in life and feeling like everything is okay is really just where I want to be at a constant point.
I Have a Dream, funded by the Audio Content Fund. Find out more at risingstarsnw.com.